something good. and if you've ever received a letter or a package in the mail. I know I have. It's exciting to receive a letter or package because you usually don't know what's inside. In today's part of the Big God Story, we're going to open a letter that the Apostle Paul sent to the people in a city called Ephesus. Before we see what's in the letter, let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for this time that we get to worship you and learn about your word. I pray that you would quiet our hearts and minds to learn more about you, and that you would open our hearts and that we release anything going on in our lives that's hindering us from learning about you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. So Paul sent a letter to the Ephesians long after Jesus ascended into heaven. Jesus' followers remained here on earth, and then the Holy Spirit came upon all who believed in Jesus. God's Spirit gave them gifts, and they traveled around telling others about Jesus. All over the world, new churches began. Little by little, the church grew. How? God's Spirit gave believers gifts to use to serve others and tell others about Jesus. Can you say, God's Spirit gives gifts with me? God's Spirit gives gifts.
Paul traveled many miles and visited various cities to tell people about Jesus and to help them grow in their faith. After visiting a town, Paul often would send a letter to the believers in that town to see how they were doing and to encourage them. Even with all the traveling, and even after about 2,000 years, we have a copy of Paul's letter to the people in Ephesus.
Many believe Paul wrote this letter while in prison in Rome. He hadn't seen his friend in Ephesus in about 4 years. Let's see what it said.
Oh, wait, you can read the letter with us. Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians 4:1 and follow along as I read the letter. Therefore I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves unified in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future.
There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and one Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. However, he has given each of us one special gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the scriptures say,
when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. Notice it says he ascended. This clearly means Christ also descended to our lowly world. And the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens so that he might fill the entire universe with himself.
Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up his church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ.
Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes a whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.
So Paul knew that God's Spirit gives gifts and that God wanted the Ephesian believers to live differently from those who didn't believe in Jesus. How about you guys turn to a family member or somebody near you and say, God's Spirit gives gifts.
Just like it says in verses 2 through 6, Paul told the believers that the people within the church needed to be unified through the power of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to be unified? Yes, it means to join together and agree on something. One of the coolest ways God enabled these followers to join together was by helping them use the gifts given to each one of them by the Holy Spirit. Can you say, God's Spirit gives gifts with me again?
God's Spirit gives gifts.
Let's look at Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 12 again. It says, now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and to build up his church, the body of Christ. So God's Spirit gives gifts, or we just read about a few of them. What were they? Let's look in this. I think maybe they're in this box, you think?
Maybe.
Let's go over them one more time. What do you think?
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys remember teaching? That's one of them. Okay. Let's see. Pastoring. All right. Yeah, that's a gift.
Yeah.
Evangelist.
Wow.
That's a really cool gift.
Yeah.
Okay. What about we got prophecy?
Ooh.
That's a really cool gift.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And we have apostleship.
Wow.
All right.
So Paul mentioned these God-given gifts in his letter to the Romans and in his letter to the Corinthians. Here are some other gifts he mentioned. There's serving, encouraging, giving, leadership, mercy, wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing. You can read about all these gifts in Romans 12, 6 through 8 and 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 9. All of these gifts come from God's Spirit. Can you say God's Spirit gives gifts with me again?
God's Spirit gives gifts.
But why does God give us these gifts? Let's look at Ephesians 4, 12 again.
Pull
it back out. Let's see. It says, their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up his church, the body of Christ. Interesting picture. Jesus calls his followers a body. That means those who believe in Jesus are different parts of the body, and Jesus is the head, kind of like a puzzle, like we saw down here. The unique gifts that God has given us and his followers fit together in his body. So some are like our hands, some are like feet, and others may be the mouth.
The good news for us is that this letter to the Ephesians still speaks to us today. God's Spirit gives each of us special gifts we can use to help the church and other believers. Some people have the gift of teaching and others have the gift of serving, which means they love to be helpers. Others have the gift of leading people. There are lots of different kinds of gifts we can use to help each other, but no one gift is more important than any other gift. We're all a part of the body of Christ, and we can rejoice that God's Spirit gives gifts. Let's say God's Spirit gives gifts together one more time.
God's Spirit gives gifts.
One of the most amazing things about God giving us gifts is that he gives us each unique gifts to use to serve his church. God's Spirit gives us gifts because he loves his church. It says again in Ephesians 4:12, he calls the church Christ's body. When we use our gifts to serve others, we are helping the church grow. Let's take a few minutes to remember that we are all a part of God, we are all a part of the body of Christ, and that we have gifts to use to serve others.
Are you hurting, broken, thin, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the prayer. Jesus.
cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasure you found.
All right, now it's time for the blessing. Go ahead and hold your hands like this while I say the blessing over you. May God's Spirit give you power to serve others with the gifts He's given you.